Live, local, and loving Lincolnshire.
Well, the old conundrum's got you foxed this morning. Today's conundrum's 4PB, 4 Papa Bravo. It's not 4-piece band, Tessa and David and Goldspeed, no. And it's not 4 pink bras, Malcolm. Nice try. By all means, make them up. Much more entertaining. What do you think it might be? 4PB, 01522 511219 if you're calling in. Maybe to call in about apostrophes. Pillies Road apparently shouldn't have an apostrophe. In Boston, just because it's got an S on the end doesn't mean it should have one. Well, when in doubt, leave it out. OK, thanks for your calls. Text 07786201949. You know when you click on that little icon for the internet on your computer, assuming you have one, how long does it take to load up? So I can go off and have a game of golf, make myself a cup of tea, maybe go and take in a movie. Short holiday, maybe, while the blasted thing gets itself going. Not that I'm bitter or anything. We're asking this morning, why Lincolnshire and other rural areas in the UK are being left behind when it comes to what is now pretty basic technology? Things like broadband speeds, mobile phone signal, and this new 3G network. Which you probably heard a lot about, but if you live in more rural parts of the county, forget it. I was out on the Traders Trail last week, broadcasting from different locations around the county and in market towns, staying in hotels. Real problem trying to get stuff back to base because of the poor communications. And this is supposed to be the 21st century. Why are we having such a poor service? What can be done to improve it? Well, let's talk to technical expert Treff Davies. Good morning to you.
Morning, Rod. How you doing?
Very well, very well. Why are they so slow? Look, this technology's been around for long enough now.
Well, what you've just experienced on your walk last week is what's known as the digital divide. I'm afraid it's a fact of life that big telecommunications companies such as the BTs and the Vodafones and O2s of this world are only really interested in investing in the infrastructure where they're going to get a return. So what they do is they put masts and they put broadband into well-populated areas where, you know, you can...
Hang on a second. I live in the city in a newish house. I can't even get 1 megabyte.
Yeah. I mean, that's basically a function of the technology and the distance from the exchange. So beyond about 5 kilometres, you can't get broadband.
Lithuania, 13 megabits per second. Lithuania...
Well, I hear what you say, and in fact, the government funded a study last year to see what it would cost to put high-speed broadband right across the country, and they came up with a sum of £29 billion. Now, Lithuania has probably taken a plunge in their small country and put that investment in. Right? BT are saying they ain't going to spend £29 billion populating rural Lincolnshire. What they have done is said they'll spend £1.5 billion rolling out high-speed broadband to densely populated areas. Tomiko, my business, is participating in the trials, and they will be providing 40 megs. Right? Now, the funny thing is, I was on holiday in Liverpool over the summer, and the local councillors in Liverpool were complaining that Liverpool wasn't being included in this rollout. So it's not the digital divide is going to get worse. Broadband areas are going to, rural areas are going to find it even harder to get.
But what's interesting, you know, in the old days, communities would spring up around big roads, you know, where the roads went, you would get communities springing up, or the rivers, and that's, of course, a big part of Lincolnshire as well. So you would get these towns springing up where they could get access to things. Now you're getting people leaving villages and towns because they can't get a decent internet speed.
I mean, it's a hugely emotive subject. There are a lot of activist groups lobbying government, and as you know, there's the government in its recent Digital Britain report has tried to make strides towards servicing this. But the problem is that £29 billion, £24 billion of it is the cost of digging up the roads. You know, it's just so expensive.
Well, we're hearing earlier on where a village in Cumbria, they've hired their own people to come in and dig up the roads to lay the fibre optic cables.
That's right, and I actually know the people that are doing that. But their problem is they can put the fibre optic cables in locally, but into that really high-speed network that they've got between farms in Cumbria, they've only got a 2 megabit per second backhaul going back to the exchange, which is somewhere else in Lancashire. Okay, and the 2 megabit backhaul costs them £14,000 a year to run. If they wanted to put 100 megabit, which would give them reasonably good broadband for all of the houses, that would cost them £70,000 a year. And, you know, there's just between 30 or 40 houses, that's not economic.
You can understand why people get angry, can't you? Because you think of all the billions that have been, you know, I wouldn't say wasted, but have been spent propping up banks and various other things. You think, if only this money had been invested earlier.
That is the big argument. We're spending tens of billions doing that, whereas an investment in this infrastructure is going to be a seriously well-spent money for a long time to come, you know.
And I guess that there are governments that are doing this. Well, Lithuania, for a start.
Well, it's funny. I was just reading yesterday. I mean, in the States, the Obama government has set aside $16 billion to prop up this kind of activity. But the telcos in the States haven't taken up the money, because even with that kind of money, the costs of running that network on an ongoing basis are so unattractive to them that they said, thank you very much, we don't want the money.
We're all making a big fuss about the broadband connections, but actually might the answer be the mobile phones, the Wi-Fi side of things?
Yeah, but it's the same issue. In order to have a mobile phone working, you have to have a mast, and you have to have all the cables running from the mast to somewhere else in the network. And in rural areas, the technology, I mean, the same argument in that there aren't enough people there to pay the subscriptions to fund putting the mast there. But also, just things like 3G is very susceptible to topology of the landscape. So you'll find that there are little hollows in the land that won't get it anyway. I mean, even down Burton Road in Lincoln, because of the situation of the mast, there's some networks that you can't get a reception on. You know?
What do? We just shout loudly at politicians? We've got another lot of politicians going to be voted in next year. Probably half of them are going to be new MPs. We just sit on them and say, come on, get your act together.
But that's exactly what I'm doing. There's a conference coming up in Parliament next month called the Parliamentary Internet Conference, and one of the themes is going to be how the government addresses the universal service obligation, which is this, hey, we've got to give everybody 2 meg broadband. But of course, what they've done is they've come up with a 50p tax, which is going to raise 120 or so million pounds a year to provide 2 meg broadband, when we know that it's going to cost 29 billion. And by the time they've rolled it out, 2 meg will be so archaic, you know, yes. People will be teleporting, and it's in the rural areas that you want to be able to teleport, and you won't be able to do it.
Okay, on that optimistic note, thank you very much indeed. Trev, good to talk to you again. All the very best. Trev Davis, technology expert. And you can hear him, Trev, and other technology experts at William Wright, Drive Time, Monday evening, 6:30, the techie spot. Excellent show, Drive Time. I commend it to you, 4 o'clock every day. It's actually Neil Rudd this week, with William having a bit of a break. I listened to Neil from 4 o'clock this afternoon, find out what's been going on in our world. Speaking of which,